Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh-ay-o. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-o. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-o. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-o. Mm-hmm.
I've been walking.
Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-o.
My face turned to
ooh-ay-o. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-o. Mm-hmm.
Weight on my shoulder.
Back of my head, just in case I have to run. Do what I can when I can while I can for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night,
that's why I'm gonna
stand up,
take my people
with me.
Together we
going
to a
brand new home far across the river.
Can you hear
freedom calling, calling me to enter?
Gotta keep on
keeping on. I can feel it in my bones,
and I know ooh, what's around the bend might be hard ooh, to face, 'cause I'm alone.
Welcome to the Truth and Power Corner. I want to thank you all for joining us today. We have another dynamic show coming in the first Friday of the month. I have two of my favorite people here with me today. I'm going to take care of some light housekeeping, and then we're going to get right on into this bill. First of all, I would like to say always salute to our political prisoners, our POWs, and our elder comrades. They are releasing them one by one. They released Russell Maroon Schultz last month. We need to have our family home. We need to do better by them. Come on, family. Let's do better. Salute to all black media platforms and our sisters and brothers that keep bringing us this truth and power, because they're not going to tell us what's up. So we got to be the ones that tell us what's up and what's going on out here and what keep us informed of what is being done to us. Salute to Brother Noble, Sister Mo, and our family in Colorado and Stonecrest, Georgia. Keep building, family. We love you, and we are on track. Salute to the Republic of New Africa, Madam President Samaya and Madam Vice President Mama Ayo. Free the land, free the land. Like I said, we got a great show scheduled for today. And I want to introduce my first guest. He's already here. We have our other guests calling in. But we're going to introduce the truth coming in out of Oakland, California. Come on in, Brother Malik. How you doing today? How you doing?
Peace and black power, Queen. How are you?
I'm doing great. Man, I want you to come on in. Come on in. We want to talk about what's going on. You know, I've been looking at what's been, you know, all these things that's been transpiring, right? And it's like we're going deeper down the damn hole the more knowledge we get, it seems like we're going further down into the sea of abyss. What the hell? Why aren't we using this knowledge and power that we gaining to gain power? So I want to start to show off, like, okay, my first thing is I want to talk about these goddamn, these $450,000 payments they talking about giving to immigrants that came into our country, but they don't want to talk about our reparations. So we're going to start off right there. Go ahead, Brother Malik.
Well, that she is, y'all. King Millie Queen, peace and black power to the listening audience. You know, I love you, Millie Queen. You already let the audience know. This is the regular first Monday of every month. You got the truth. El Malik Abdul Muhammad, by way of West Oakland, California. I am a proud student of the late Dr. Huey P. Newton and the original Black Panthers out of my hometown, Oakland, California. Sister Millie Queen, as always, thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing those like me, you, and our brother, the Brooklyn Bummer, for using your platform and having the platform to, again, get the news out to our people. That's what I am. 25 years of doing this work, traveling all over the country, fighting for freedom, justice, equality, and liberation for our people. I'm just a resource of valuable, knowledgeable research, fact-based information. So you didn't tell the listening audience, so I will. So when you have brothers like me and the Brooklyn Bums, you got to put your feelings, your truth, and emotions, your feelings and emotions on the side. Let me give you an update of, in terms of the $450,000 per child per parent in the immigrant situation under the Donald Trump administration. I got an email sent to me. The Department of Justice attorneys, who are basically the attorneys that represent the United States, which is where this is considered a lawsuit, has decided that is absolutely positively, Millie Queen, too much money to be giving the immigrant. So that, as of yesterday, has been put on pause. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. What it does do is give our people another opportunity to do, and you know I just lectured about it a couple of days ago, to hit that switchboard with the telephones, you know, pick up some pens, some crayons, and send out letters, texts, carrier pigeons, whatever. But get out of the comfortability, get out of the complacency. You have a Democratic, total controlled Congress. You have a Democratic controlled White House with the press and the vice press. And so once again, black folks have used the most valuable vote in the country, the black vote, to get these politicians in office, which is not a problem. The problem is holding them accountable, Sister Millie Queen. So what this gives them an opportunity to do is what I specifically lectured about just the other day, and you were able, thank God, to sit in on that lecture, is pick up the pens, pick up the telephones, use social media other than dating sites and chasing men and women and being a keyboard radical. Use it to make a difference and learn to participate in the entire political process. We as a people have a very, very bad generational bad habit of thinking. The only time we should vote is during every 4 years during presidential elections. We forget about the midterms, like those that are coming up next year. And that is really, Sister Millie Queen, where the House and the Senate is lost. When you bring the House and the Senate together, you get the Congress. It comes in those midterm elections that we, as black people overall, now these are the numbers. Don't get mad at the messenger. I'm just delivering the messages. I don't come up with the message of the information. I just research it and make sure it's factual. So we have to get away from thinking just because we have voted, we can go back into the hen house with the roosters and the chickens, or, as you always hear me say, go into hibernation with the bears, okay? When you are participating in the entire United States political process, that means during the election, during non-election, when you have gotten these politicians in office and they're doing things, to get back to your point of getting ready to give. And what put it to, and what got their attention, Sister Millie Queen, since we like to educate the people, is it would have been more money than you give to families who have lost husbands and wives and daughters and sons fighting in unjust military wars. So that's really what got the attorneys not Kamala Harris and the Biden administration. It was the attorneys for the Department of Justice. It was like, hey. And in closing on this subject matter, as you know, I always accurate with my information, because if it's not accurate, I can't share it with the people. I have a reputation to uphold. With that being said, I told you also it would have put a dent in the Democratic Party that they would not have been able to recover from four or five Republican presidents down the road. It is very detrimental to the president. It would have been very detrimental to the Democratic Party, Sister Millie Queen. And as you know, this is why I stay on my people about being easily distracted, and we have to get away from four words that keep us driven. We love bullshit, drag, drama, and we love entertainment. Those four words combined is why we're easily distracted, and then they'll go and do things like give an immigrant. Now, we didn't make up this terminology, so I don't want anybody in Sister Millie Queen's boxes and all that, like we get doing this kind of work. This is what your United States government calls them, because it's all stolen land to me, because I know my history. So they feel that why should we pay them for breaking into our home? And so their lawyers looked at it, and as of right now, as of yesterday, that's on a hold. But again, don't sleep on it, brothers and sisters, and this is a chance of you to, again, put into action, like you do when you go out there to those voting polls, put into action the start of holding politicians accountable. Thank you, Sister Millie Queen.
All right. Now I'm going to go ahead and introduce the Brooklyn Bomber. He's here from East New York. Come on in, General. How you doing today? How you doing?
Oh, Lord.
Good evening. Peace and power. What's going on, family?
Hey, my brother, the Brooklyn Brahma, holding down East Brooklyn and all of New York. How you doing, black man?
I'm well. How are you, comrade? What's going on?
Hey, you know your big brother giving you a soul hug out here, man. I just gave them an update on the 450,000 that they were going to give the immigrant under the Biden administration, but the attorneys have decided that would be detrimental to the Democratic Party politically, and it wouldn't look good in the history books. Not that they seem to care for the United States government, because what changed their mind, Brother Kareem, is it would have been more money per person that they even give to families who have lost sons and daughters, husband and wives, fathers and sons, in America's unjust war. So just as you know, and I was just telling you know, I just did a lecture that you and Millie Queen was able to sit in on. And as we always do, Brother Kareem, we are always accurate with our information. The other thing was also, as I said, being an ex-politician, I knew that it would be detrimental to the Democratic Party, four or five Republicans, presidents, four or five total control Congress, that this country would never have been able to survive. So it wasn't the Democratic Party per se. I want to make that clear. And you know, tongue in cheek, what I mean. For all of you Kamala Harris worshipers, for all of you Joe Biden worshipers, and for all of you Democrats that don't hold your politicians accountable, it was not them. It was the attorneys from the Department of Justice, of course, old white men, that decided that this would be absolutely the wrong thing for this country to do. And so as of yesterday, Brother Kareem, the Brooklyn Bomber, that has been put on halt. But as I also reminded the people, Brother Kareem, it gives them an opportunity to do what, you know, I rise them more than anybody because politics is my background. Wow. It gives them an opportunity, Brooklyn Bomber, to again hold these politicians accountable. It doesn't mean they're not going to do it. They're just going to revise and give them a little less money. And it still comes down to they want you to pay for the criminal that came in to your house to harm your beautiful daughter, your beautiful wife, and even your grown son, Brother Kareem. And so the Department of Justice attorney said, no, we better not do this. Good to hear from you, brother. The floor is all yours. Thank you.
As always, it's a pleasure to be here. And again, good evening to our comrade, Millie Queen. for, you know, I always try to make sure I touch base with during the week. I'm always honored to be here. I'm always honored to speak to the people. I'm always honored to exchange this information. My take on it, because I did see what the Justice Department did, several things took place. It alerted black people once again to the point that the Democratic Party believes that you ain't worth a damn. That's exactly what it did. When the information started to hit mass media and in its essence go viral, black no longer have the cushion to excuse these politicians that they have in office. Because again, they were placing another group of people in front of us, making them sort of skip the line once again. And in 2021, with so much going on and so many people being woke, they knew that they had to make an adjustment. Now, they may not get $450,000.
Right.
They may end up getting $250,000. But the point still remains that they haven't given your black asses shit. And that's what has to be recognized. We have to keep that in front of our people. See, the funny thing that happens when your back is against the wall, you have to see everything coming your way. You have no wiggle room to move to the side. You have no wiggle room to go up and down. When your back is against the wall, you clearly. And our folks are in a position right now that they have to see their position. They have to see that there are people of their skin tone who have basically got their tail between their legs because they're stuck in a system where they cannot do anything. They are powerless. They do not take an oath to black people. They take an oath to make sure that this institution remains intact. So it doesn't matter if you're black. It doesn't matter if you're Latino. It doesn't matter if you're original, native to this land, indigenous. It doesn't matter if you're Asian. Once you sit in those seats, you take an office to uphold the institution of this land. And the institution of this land is always against the population that they have enslaved. They will never let your ass go. So you will not be getting $200,000. You will not be getting $400,000. Your ass won't get $50,000 if you keep relying on this government to make amends or reparations for what they have done to you. There is more shade that can be placed. There's no more double talk. There's no more conversation that you have to entertain when it comes to us being giving back anything from these people. So that's what happened. But even though the Justice Department did that, our, quote unquote, our politicians have some explaining to do. They
Thank
have
you.
Some explaining to do. And it's up to us to make sure that they get the explaining. Because right now, our communities are worse than the 50s. Our communities are worse than the 60s. Our communities are right now worse than the 70s or even the 80s. Because at least then, there was some type of false reality of an income. There was some type of false reality of a ceiling that we can reach. Right now, with white America struggling, we know that if they are not able to navigate this space, us, who have always been under-resourced, are in a big, deep ocean without a life preserver. So this is what that 450 said to you. If you don't recognize that shit now, I don't know what else is going to have to take place.
And you know, you know, with General Karim, and what's so sad about it, and this is really dedicated to Sister Millie Queen, because we have our platforms and always have for many, many years, but you have platforms like specifically Sister Millie, the Truth and Power Corner, where there's free information all day. You and Sister Millie Queen heard my lecture calling them out the other day. Cash apping our people today. You and I and the Millie Queens and thousands and hundreds of thousands all over the world sit up here and give our people, no matter what we're going through, this free, valuable, factual information. And the example, again, will always be for me, you give them the half a glass of dirty water, you give them the half a glass of clean water, and you let them decide. But you can't mix them both together. So that's why I teach you, you can't straddle the fence. I'm not a fence straddler. You got to pick a side. And this gives them an opportunity to also go right into something else I knew Sister Millie Queen wanted to talk about, was these mandates and government overreach. See, because now Brother Karim just came in and laid out the 450, came right behind me, told you guys the exact same thing. In layman's terms, you have no more excuses, black people. You don't win elections anywhere in this country. I've lived in 3 states, traveled the world. You can't win an election. You can't be a garbage man in your city without the black melanated vote, and we no longer have excuses for just giving it away. Because, again, as Brother Karim has said, if you look at the numbers, every time you put us in positions of power, even if it's down to the mayor of a city. Listen to what the brother said, and we were going to talk about that. My hometown in Oakland is in worse condition than I've ever seen it in, not since the 60s and the 70s, in the entire 58 years I've been on this planet. See?
And that's what's so messed up because our people don't even understand and overstand where we are. And they are not trying to build with each other. Because, like I say, I don't get into the politics, and I'm learning as I go along. But my thing is, I don't even see us trying to do what we used to do back in the day, and it's uphold each other, uphold our communities. Our communities were not like this. And it's sickness sometimes.
Brother Graham, let me ask the question, and then it's really for you to go ahead and speak on this. And this is wasn't this, and you the one taught me this, and I don't like to do it when I do them being funny. You know, these I told you so moments. But you and Sister Millie Queen also set in on a lecture I just talked about. What, Brother Karim? Remember that lecture, Brother Karim? And I put the question mark on the end?
Exactly.
Remember that lecture, Brother Karim? Our people are becoming. Listen to what you just said. No accountability, comfortable, complacent, satisfied. It don't bother me, even though it affects the people that look like me, and I pretend like I care until I get killed in my grandmama's backyard. Go ahead, Brother Karim.
Well, the despicable space that we're in right now, and that's all it is. It's a despicable space. Because we have allowed ourselves to be dumbed down. If somebody dumbs your consciousness down, if someone dumbs, right, your awareness down, they can then dazzle you and intrigue you with meaningless things. Our people right now are more astute at becoming a drunk, or more astute at becoming a porn star, or more astute at becoming a pill popper, or a Bible dumper, or a pledger of allegiance to a flag than any time other in our recent history. That is the task of the average individual. Their purpose is not one of togetherness. Their purpose is not one of struggle. Their purpose is not one of community, because they have not yearned for that. They yearn to be coddled and to be comfortable. And in order to be aware of the self, in order to be aware of your brother, of your sister, of your children, of your elders, you have to be taken out of that zone of comfortability. So our people have been, excuse me, for the last decade, just subtly rocked into a funk.
Yep. Deep funk.
A funk of being comfortable in their oppression. Wow. Anytime you can be given a parcel of dollars to ignore the fact that your brother has just been murdered by a police officer, that your brother has just been murdered by a militia individual, that your brother has just been murdered by someone that they are considered a common citizen, because you're willing to take a few dollars so you can get you a little drinky drink or maybe pay your mortgage for a couple of months, you are the problem. You are the issue. Whenever somebody can just put on a pair of sneakers and a bunch of little pearls on their neck and convince you that after they done sentenced people to die that they're on your side, then something is wrong with you, because you are comfortable in the oppression. You are comfortable in your people becoming casualties. You have become comfortable with your baby screaming from hunger and miseducation. So that's where we're at right now. That is where we're at. And if the people who are deemed as leaders, people who consider themselves woke, do not start making things very uncomfortable for everybody, then we're all going down with the ship. See, we can't just call out a few. We can't just point out a few and make attacks on a few when we have, right, those who are not so obvious right down the door, right across the hall from us, doing this devilish, demonic garbage. We have to be the ones who are in control of the factors that determine the quality of our life. As the great, great Minister of Defense, Huey P. Newton, consistently stated, we have to determine the quality of our lives. Us. And that means coming up out of your comfort zone. That means you have to crawl up out of that foxhole and start making sure that nobody is in your circumference that is there to harm you. Our people are you to what's going on right now. If they weren't comfortable with it, it would not go on. So you have to look at the system. You have to look at the elder. You have to look at the child and ask them, what is your purpose? What are you doing? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And if they need help, then it is up to us to help them.
Just let me add something to you, for you guys, to give you an update. I know you both are aware of the retired police captain that the attempted robbery, and he had to kill a young man. Well, anyway, out of the four young men that tried to rob him, they range in age from 14 to 16. This is 1:30, you all, on a Thursday afternoon, school time, in the middle of the day. My point that piggybacks off of exactly what you're saying, Brother Karim, didn't hear word from the mother till word got out that that was her son. That was the 14-year-old right up the freeway here from me in Vallejo. that had got murdered from the cop defending himself when he shot the other guy and wounded him, and the other two got away. But my point is, here comes the mother, as you are saying, Brother Kareem, now out of the woodworks, knowing that her son had a history of doing this. And I was asked to respond to her asking, did the cop, the ex-cop, have to kill him? What's the big deal, Malik? This, let me say that again. The mother's concern was, did the ex-cop have to kill her son? So first of all, no condolences or sympathy and apologies to the citizens of the city of Oakland, my hometown, student of Dr. Huey P. Newton and the Panthers. You know, none of that. No acknowledgement, not even apologizing on the mother's behalf, because under California law, he is her responsibility. So we have to stop worrying about what other nationalities are doing. If you don't understand what pro-black means, it doesn't mean that you're not racist, you're racist. Then there's nothing I can do for you at 58 years old. I just can tell you, I'm a student of the Panthers, and we're just simply saying, you had respect for the streets. So now, it's the police officer's fault that he killed her son, defending his life. This is where we are. And I'm going to say this one more time if I never speak again. I was born and raised in the city of Oakland, state of California, literally three blocks from where you and the Panthers opened up their first shop in 1966. I have never seen my hometown city with less than 10% black citizens living in the city. Yet we're still going there for some reason, to the point where Oakland is three times the murder rate than it was already all of last year. This is where we are, people. So we have no time for bullshit, drag drama, and entertainment. It's our children.
Wow.
And everybody that follows me on the speaking circuit know. Everything I do, y'all love me. Why? I always talk about my grandchildren. And we forgot about that. This is why I will see, we love these peoples all over their walls, their books, their quotes, their pictures. We love the Martins and the Malcolms and the Dr. Ewings. But we're too many of us that love their work are cowards in terms of really doing the work. Because Brother Kareem said it. And we're the only people that continue to let it happen, know it's happening, in most cases know who's a part of it, and do and say absolutely nothing about it. So now it's our children.
Exactly.
These are your children. You know, I have 13 grandchildren, 10 grandsons. These are your children. And I just wanted to go down and listen because I really wanted to listen to Brother Kareem. And I know Sister Billy Queen always leads an extravagant hour or so show here. But this is what they're doing, Brother Kareem, Sister Billy Queen, and the listening audience. The teenagers here in the Bay Area from 12 to 17 are, I'm not going to do the percentage. I'm just going to give you the categories that they are dominating in basically since the pandemic. Killings and murders, strong arm robberies, smash and grabs, breaking and entering in cars, especially in San Francisco over across the bridge, and any of the mom and pop businesses that tried to hold on with any help during this pandemic, even with stimulus checks. They're just getting killed. And it's not about the crimes, brothers and sisters. It's the fact that these are somebody's children and grandchildren.
Somebody had a baby. Somebody had a baby for their funky little ass.
Because if that mother knew that her son was doing what he was doing under the auspices, under the umbrella of so-called being a rapper but robbing folks, and she didn't say anything, then why come out and say something after he's dead and his body is lifeless? And the only thing you're concerned about, why is he dead? Here we go again, brothers and sisters, full circle. We were talking about politics in the beginning. It's about accountability. You have to learn to hold folks accountable. The reason why Brother Karim and Amelie Queen talks about why so many of us, all we care about is hitting that lick and we just living and don't worry about our people, that's why I share the way I was raised. See, because when you raised in a house with nine other siblings and some parents, you don't have time, you don't have no room to be selfish. See? And then your mother got 10 children, and so all the kids in the neighborhood for blocks and blocks in all directions comes to her house. So they're not, your parents aren't sending any children home at dinner time. Her 10 just get one less piece of chicken. Those days are young gone. That's why I tell you all, for those of you in the listening audience that know what I'm talking about, we are not the same. I'm a student of the UEP Newton and the Panthers. I don't know what these pro-black organizations out here doing now. But when I was coming up, you didn't have the problems in the community with pro-black organizations around because we wasn't about the uniforms and good looks and black power signs. We were about, you had us getting in them cars, and every time that scanner went off, you and the Panthers, or a delegate of a certain branch in a certain city, was always on the scene. In most cases, before the police officers got there. That's how you do the work. That's how you care about your people. That's how you protect the black woman. That's how you demand the black woman is protected. Because right now, in closing, the black woman all over this country is the least respected, least respected, least protected. And it's shameful, not only because she's the black woman, because the black woman is the giver of life. She gave life to the universe. Peace and black power, family.
Peace and black power. Peace and power.
And that's another thing that I have wanted to talk about today, too, is the black family, because they have distorted and messed it up so badly that do you all ever see us even getting back to that? Because I heard you talking about that in your lecture the other day, Brother Malik. Are we going to be able to get back to the black family? Because that's the basis of our rebuild in our community. We have to get back to this. So do you all see us doing that?
Well, I'm going to let Brother Karim have this. I just want to say, in meeting Brother Karim and reading and learning about him after we became friends some years ago, one of the first things that stood out with me with him was the fact that he was a family man. He was a family, and Brother Karim will tell you, in our conversations between just him and I pointed that out to him. Much respect, because you both know how I feel about the black family. You know about it, and you're absolutely right, Sister Millie Queen, and this is why I want Brother Karim to take care of this subject matter, because I know how important it is to him. But not only that, this is a brother that is a family man. I'm not going to get in this business in terms of how long he's been with his wife and all of that, but if you know him, then you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Brother Karim, the Brooklyn Bomber, bless us with your words, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Comrade Millie Queen, to answer your question, we will be back to the nuclear melanated progressive family. We will be back shortly because this is a consistent conversation. This is a consistent need. And when you look at it, you continuously see it on the surface. Now, while it is going on the surface, it is up to us to have a more in-depth conversation with these young people who are making an attempt at marriage, making an attempt at having families, making a strong attempt at living together in the face of all this adversity. Now, what happens when conditions become so dire, when the enemy is so egregious with his attacks, you're forced to be together. You literally have no other option, because you being alone is a detriment to your livelihood. And when you're watching the consistent attacks, against that strong male presence, the consistent attacks from LGBTQ or whatever communities, when you have consistent attacks from racists, which pit us against each other, you know that under all that, that they have been witnessing us coming together more and more and more. See, our conversations are not empty. But what is happening is that the conversations that people are having on social media, that people are having in their household, that people are having, is not facilitated by true revolutionary leadership, which can put band-aids, which can be the glue that makes the conversation manifest itself into a space where these young individuals feel comfortable and they have a purpose other than just doing it for the gram. You understand? I see marriages all day. I see baby showers all day. I see people saying that they are booed up all day. But the purpose is missing. There's no goal. It's just something to do because they see that it is necessary. But what is the purpose of a marriage? What is the purpose of the nuclear family? Where are we going? And that is for the leadership to step in and kind of tweak their movements. When we see black women being attacked on a regular basis, that alerts certain individuals. That makes that little lion cub into a full-grown lion if you consistently see these women attacked. Like the viral video that's been going for the last week with the sister who just escaped, snatching her dog back off of the porch and running in the house to see this asshole at her door trying to come in with gloves and zip ties. You see, that was a black bastard. He's a demon. And upon him being recognized and going viral, he need to be dealt with. The community needs to deal with him severely.
Yeah.
You understand? We are in a space now where domestic violence rates have skyrocketed, where we have black men killing black women and children, where we have black women so stressed out that they're killing children and themselves. There's a whole lot of mental illness going on because they don't understand that they have help in this. And when you continuously see that, you're going to do two things. Either you're going to fold to it, or you're going to muster up enough consciousness to start doing something about it. And that's what we're witnessing. We're witnessing people who have to come together. They have to come together. Now we just have to insert in them a purpose and goals to be met, so that we're not just doing it on a surface level. We have to give these young people substance. And we could only do that by being transparent. We could only do that with truth. We could only do that by crushing these institutions who have continuously lied to us and not allow those institutions to lie to them.
Ashe. I want to ask you all an opinion on this. I keep seeing a lot of these, a lot of our black celebrities and things, right, keep dying, right? Now, you know, I don't trust these people. I don't trust them at all. And to my thing is this I know this is their agenda, right? But is it being purposely done to put this fear factor into our people of what is going on? Because I see it's too much death.
Well, what it is, comrade Melly Queen, when these people are in the entertainment industry, they're signing contracts. They're signing life insurance policies. They're signing contracts. They're getting paid up front for specific things that they promised to do. What is going on is that since the industry collapsed during the pandemic, things couldn't get put out on time. And when you don't have the facilities to get the income from the general public, they got to start knocking people off because these individuals are dollar signs. You have to pay these people at some point. So rather than pay them, they're knocking them off. They are making sure that they know what their vices are or,
absolutely,
in fact, creating a vice for them. And now it's so much easier to knock them off because you're using a substance that all it takes is one good sniff and you out of here. You know that is something behind it when the circumstances of the death are never disclosed. That is the common denominator. If you keep reading these articles, if you keep watching these news segments and they keep saying cause of death has not been determined at this time, and that is consistent with everyone in this industry that has passed over the last 2 years, all various ages, you understand? You know that something is up. All
and then they just
can't be in bad health.
People are dead and it goes away.
Right, and it goes away within a week. And if you would just tally it up, and I've done it, I've tallied it up on several occasions, but as soon as I get a tally, within the next week, we lose about 10 more.
Wow.
So you understand, this is consistent, and that is because they don't want to pay these individuals. Because they can no longer get that. They can't, you know, movie theaters have not been open. People are not trying to pay for these streaming services. So now if you got a big budget movie or TV series and you put $50 million into it and you're projecting that over a certain amount of time it may make $100 million, but when the shit starts slowing down and you're not even going to make that 50, you think you still want to pay this little actor or actress their full salary? When you knock them off, that money goes right back into the budget, and you may be able to recoup your losses. They don't care about their family members. They don't care that this life is lost. You're expendable. In a capitalist society, the laborer is always expendable. They'll blow a whole mine up in order not to pay the miners. They'll burn a whole farm down in order to not pay the migrant workers. They don't care. It's all a numbers game for them. So when you see it in Hollywood and all the deaths in Hollywood, just imagine how many of those people are signed to the same movie company, the same production company, or the same agency.
Man, I didn't even think about it like that. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy.
Let me ask this. Like, say, for instance, Sister Millie Queen and listening on, like, ESPN. ESPN is owned by Disney, which also owns ABC television. So when you're seeing a lot of those, you know, for those of you that, like, say, like I said, that watch ESPN, in context, in layman terms, in terms of what Brother General Karam is talking about, those studios are literally, you know, you open the next door and you in the next studio for the very next show that's also on ESPN. So, yes, let me give you guys another recent perfect example with a very unfortunate incident here in Northern California. You know, up there in Vegas, my team, the Raiders, the young kid, Ruggins, 22 years old, second year in the NFL, driving 156 miles an hour at top speed because they have these black boxes in these nice cars, just like they have in airplanes. At impact, brothers and sisters, he hit the white girl at a stop sign because he was three times the legal limit in terms of alcohol. He didn't have the reflexes to slow down fast enough. That's why at top speed he was doing 156. At impact, that means hitting the car, he hit the car at 127. And the girl, the young lady, 23 years old, and her dog literally burned up in the car. You can see this on video. My point is, before the sun came up the next morning, because this is, it was like 3:30 in the morning here in Cali time, the Raiders had Cuddy. What are you talking about, Malik? Because Brother Kareem talking about labor. See, and they have already went out and signed another player to take his place.
Wow.
And this is why we will continue to teach what we teach about these athletes and entertainers who have sold their soul. I don't get mad at the fans anymore, brothers and sisters, as an example. You know why? Because if you really want to put a halt to all of this, look at the racist incidents that's coming up with these owners. Now it's the big thing with the owner of Phoenix Suns. They own him. And, you know, out there in because all the players have to do is not play one game, put a halt to it. That's why I push, look at the Colin Kaepernick special on Netflix about black and white. Colin Kaepernick been dealing with racism since he was a kid. If you really look, well, I knew his story from a book. But my point is, they got rid of him while he was still in the hospital and his blood hadn't even been drawn because he has a non-guaranteed contract. He's expendable at 22 years old. His NFL career is over because he decided. Now, the NFL, this is what you guys don't know. These guys get per diems because all you guys worry about and think about are like the playing contract and the shoe endorsement. But these athletes get per diem. That means as rich as they are, Brother Kareem, I know you all know this. As rich as they are, they get so much money a day to eat like children. They have in the NFL's players union, not individual players contract, to wrap up my point. They can call any kind of limousine service, cab, Uber, Lyft, anything, any service that falls under transportation system, Millie Queen. And all they have to do is pick up the phone and call. And the union pays. You don't have to ride down the road showing off a $200,000 car going to 156 miles an hour on a strip in Las Vegas, three times past the legal limit, an innocent girl and her dog sitting at a stop sign, you driving so far, so fast. You hit her so hard. Millie Queen, you just sit, you see the car just sit there burning, and no one can do anything. Again, brothers and sisters, this is where we are today. And you got to get out of your comfort zone if you really care about your people. Now, if you want to live selfishly, then that's okay. But take the flags down. Take the pictures down. You know, go get all Marcus Garvey books and throw them on the floor. Because like Brother Kareem said, what are you getting married for? What is the purpose of a relationship? What is the purpose of a marriage? How do we teach and instruct our children when they're going through different times? Like Brother Kareem has a young, all four of my children are married, adults. You can't teach them what you don't know. So what does that mean? If you don't want to know for yourself, here I go again on my bucket. Do it for the children, because everything I do is for my great-great-great nieces and nephews, my 18th generation cousins, my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren to come, and all of those around the country that look like you, I, and us. That's what I do every day. But you got to make sacrifices, brothers and sisters. And this is what bothers me more about our people. We have to understand. We honor. These people have – Huey just had a monument. Dr. Huey P. Newt just had a monument unveiled of him in West Oakland. Why do we love – we have to understand these people made sacrifices. Muhammad Ali did not fight for 3.5 years, brothers and sisters, in the prime of his career. That's why you love him. But if you're not willing to make the sacrifice – then get down off the ladder and get off your box, fold up your chair, and go on in the house. We got this. Thank you for doing these shows, Sister Millie Queen. Thank you, sister.
I say. I want to talk about this as well, us going back to loving ourselves, right? Because self-love and true love is the main key to our revolution, to our evolving out of this, right? But it's so much self-hate, and so many of our people are not even aware of who they are, so they can't love who they are. We must get to that. So how do y'all feel about that statement right there, self-love and true love being the key to our revolution?
Whoa. Well, I've been speaking on that consistently over the past few months. It's one thing to put these terms in the air. And as Brother Malik always says, you know, Dr. Huey P. Newton was a stickler for not being rhetorical, right? Everything you say must have an action that manifests itself.
Absolutely.
If not, you're just being rhetorical. You're just spitting empty words. So when we say self-love, what does self-love look like? People don't understand that love is an action word. Love is a verb. It is not a noun. It is an action word. How do you love yourself? Well, in order to love yourself, you have to know yourself. Now, once you are in the process of knowing yourself, you have to exercise, just like Brother Malik when he ran track. You have to build up your muscles to get to a certain speed. That is the same way we have to do when we're speaking about love. We have to think it. We have to have specific exercises that build on to us manifesting how to love the self. People don't understand it. They hear it, but they don't know how to visualize it. They don't know how to make it happen. So with saying self-love, you have to practice. How do you practice self-love? You do things that are great for you. If you do not understand that, then you will never get to a point of being a revolutionary. Revolution is love inspired. Revolution is love inspired. I love my people. I love my comrades. Therefore, I am a revolutionary, and I am moving towards revolution. You cannot build a revolution on hate. It doesn't work. Because when you're vibrating off of hate, you're vibrating off of anger, you are missing specific key conscious pieces because you have eliminated that process in your mind to think rationally. And you're going to always into walls. When you're operating from love, you're operating at a full capacity. You're allowing new ideas to come through. You're allowing new people to take lead while you sit back, and then you take lead when they sit back. That is love. Love is caring, it's embracing, it's nurturing. If you do not have that self-love, you will fail. But you have to exercise that. That cannot be an empty term. You have to know what are love-building exercises. Commitment. Cooking for each other, servicing each other, protecting each other, employing each other, that is love. Without the enemy, without relying on the outside institutions. So self-love is a must. Without it, we will surely die. The way we've been dying. We are dying in mass numbers because we do not love ourselves. You cannot say you love yourself and drink and drive at 156 miles an hour. That is not love. That is foolish.
At 3 o'clock in the morning on the strip. Not on the freeway, on the strip.
Right. That is foolish. That
in
is
Las Vegas,
love.
A city that never closes.
Right. You cannot love yourself when you sit with the enemy and sign a contract that undermines your people. You can't do it. You cannot love yourself if you're smoking cocaine in front of your babies with a thong in your behind and you got it on YouTube. That's not love.
Yeah.
You can't do it. It's impossible because those have negative outcomes at the end of it. So our people are not in a space now where they are loving themselves. This is why they are getting murdered. Those who love themselves, you see them growing. You see them working. You see them struggling to change the outcomes that our people are having. And our numbers so small, so we just have to find our tribes in order to show how effective we are with our work. Those who love themselves find each other. I found Brother Malik. He is 3,600 miles away from me. I found Melly Queen. She's 1,000 miles away from me. Through that Exactly.
I said,
away from the microphones and the cameras, checking on each other.
And through that self-love, we manifest these conversations and they vibrate out. And that is work that is getting done. Soon we will have these conversations off of Blog Talk and put them on something that is visual. We have to utilize other spaces so others can visualize and see that love.
And you know, Billy Queen, all I can add, comrade, is the fact that something, Brother Karim. And see, we do the same kind of work, but I know Brother Karim, like myself, deal with a lot of folks that are married, not married, children, black women. Black, and this is what I tell a lot of my clients and people that I meet all the time. I'm not a relationship expert. I'm not a marriage expert. But when you're about social justice and you got a degree in it from the streets, you know what your people are going through. And this is what I try to get people to understand, okay? But all I would say, Sister Millie Queen, is basically I didn't really say anything because I knew Brother Karim was going to cover it. And then I don't have much to say in the love department other than what I always say. Even when I was out on a lecture circuit that I stopped in 2016, I would say the same thing what I'm about to say now. Some people just don't know how to love. See, I was taught how to love. That's why in getting to know someone, even in getting to know you and the Brooklyn Bomber, y'all know my family history because it helps y'all understand my history, my health history. Well, you see what I'm saying? Some people don't know how to love. That's why I share stories with the black boys and girls all over this country, even over Zoom and Duo and however way I can, and tell them. I share my story. You learn how to love without much of a choice when it's 12 people in your house. It's a Thursday night, and you got to cook 12 whole chicken, 8 whole chickens, and hope you get 2 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then if one of the children are over that's visiting one of your ten children, then your child get less piece of chicken because in the village and community, we don't send hungry children home.
I say.
And everything we're talking about, Sister Millie Queen, it comes full circle to the very first question or statement that you made the start of this podcast over an hour ago. It still comes down to family, unity, looking out for each other, the community, moving with purpose, as Brother Karim says. See, everything you come in, you mix all those ingredients together, is still black people, melanated people, and our issues all over this country. We got to deal with them. They're not going away. And again, sadly, this is the worst I've ever seen in terms of my people and our condition and what we're dealing with. Again, something else is always added. And we're strong people because we have survived everything thrown at us.
Everything.
But we're in a bad case right now, and we got to get back there, Sister Millie Queen. I say, we got to get back there.
I say. You know, I love you all. Our time is winding down. I appreciate you all. Like I said, every first Friday of the month, we're going to meet here. Bill, like I said, I love talking to you all. After I talk to y'all, man, I feel a whole lot better because y'all give me clarity in a lot of things. That's why I be wanting to talk to y'all about things and, you know, get that clarity. Because it's sometimes, I mean, that frustration, and I've been frustrated this week a whole lot, and that frustration would lead you and have you, you know, misguided and keep you, knock you off your cue. So I thank you all for always giving me that clarity and putting me back on point. I want y'all to get a closing together for me. We're about to get ready to close out the show. Another fabulous, great show. I have a caller that has stayed with us, and I want to see if she want to speak or want to add a comment. If you want to add a comment, sis, caller 662-229. If you want to add a comment or speak to the brothers, go ahead. How you doing tonight?
Greetings, Mama. Greetings, everyone. I even love the call.
Yes, this is Sister Sade, Brother Malik, and General Kareem. This is one of my comrades, my close comrades.
I recognize the name. Peace and Black Power, Queen. I say.
Peace, Black Power, I say.
I say. Peace and Power.
I definitely agree with the comment, everything that was said. There's so much information, so much more that needs to be said. Somebody needs to say it. And I want to thank you all for saying it as well. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Tell my babies Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Thank you for coming and remain militant. Be strong. You have to have a concept in your mind of what you want your perfect world to be. And in that perfect world, know that getting there is going to be a struggle. But have that picture. Have a concept in your mind of your strength, of your resilience, and your army that's coming with you. Trust and believe you have an army. You have an army. Trust and believe. You speak it out, and they will arrive.
That's right. Boots on the ground.
I say. All right, go ahead and give us a closing, brothers, and we're going to come on and take it on out of here, and I'm going to send y'all the link. Thank y'all for joining us. I love you all. I love you all until the next time. So go ahead, whoever want to go first.
All right. Well, you know the Brooklyn Bomber always sends us home. I just want to dedicate this show to Sister Frederica Newton, the wife of the very first revolutionary mentor that was introduced to me as a child, Sister Frederica Newton, the widow of the late Dr. Huey P. Newton, Dr. Bobby Seale, and my sister Elaine Brown. I wasn't able to come out and speak at the unveiling of a very, very nice bronze statue that they have. Deservedly, sir, the soul of Dr. Huey P. Newton in the heart of West Oakland. And so I want to dedicate this show from all of you to Sister Frederica Newton. I was able to speak with her a few days after the unveiling, which was on a Sunday. I was kind of watered in. So I want to dedicate this show to her because Huey P. Newton, along with the way that I was raised, and the Black Panthers, as you all know, are very essential in the man that I am today because they moved and they had programs with a purpose. And my reputation is that I move with the purpose. And if you would like to find me on Facebook, you can find me under El Malik Abdul Muhammad or under Abdul Muhammad, or you can put in hashtag, thanks to Facebook and my Facebook family, you can put in hashtag the truth, capital D, small a, capital T, R-U-T-H, hashtag the truth. One of my pages will pop up. On Instagram, it's SirBlur4.3. People, again, always ask me about the name, as Brother Kareem mentioned, but not in detail, my track background. 4.3 is my 40-time fastest I ever ran in my life. back in the day. 4.3, Sir Blur 4.3. And I'm on LinkedIn at lmalik.com. Brother Kareem, thank you, brother. You know I love you. Keep doing what you're doing, your beautiful family. Sister Millie Queen, keep doing what you do. Always, always grateful and thankful to be able to give you this hour, hour and a half, at least on every first Friday of every month. But black people, we got work to do. We got work to do. We got work to do. And as long as racism, white supremacy, white privilege, entitlement, government overreach, black on black crime, and police officers are killing us all over the country, as long as I can, I'm going to continue to fight daily. Freedom, justice, equality, and liberation for our people. Thank you all. Peace and black power.
I say. Go ahead.
Well, of course, always, it is always a pleasure for me to come through and get energized with my comrades. I'd like to thank all the listeners for joining us and allowing us, you know, to step into your space and time this evening. I want to encourage my people. I want y'all to know that we are in a war, that the war has been consistent, that this is not a decades-old war, that this is a century, this is a millennial war that we've been consistently having. And that now that our energy has been refocused, now that our energy and our awareness has been awakened, we are taking the steps necessary to assure ourselves victory. But it is going to be a struggle, and you have to welcome it. We have to welcome all struggles, because within those struggles are fruits of strength, fruits of resilience and militancy. And as long as we are in the practice of loving each other and taking care of each other and relying on each other from a soldierly perspective, we will win. Reach out if you need assistance. I am on social media all over. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Twitter, fan base. I'm on all of it, and all of them are public. Reach out to me at any given time should you need a battery put in your back. If them crackers is on your neck, let me tell you, let me whisper in your ear, fuck that cracker. You be about your business, because you come from a strong, resilient people. And together we'll find a way to ease that tension until we can be victorious over our enemies. I'm here for you. Again, I love building with my comrades, Sister Melly Queen, my very astute, strong, intelligent, and courageous weed connoisseur comrade, Brother Malik.
I say.
We will see y'all very soon.
Sore, boy. I've got one in there right now for y'all, family.
Thank you. Look, that's what I'm trying to do in a few minutes. Y'all have a great night. I love you all. I love you all. Thank you all for joining us tonight, the Truth and Power Corner. As always, y'all, peace, black power, support the platform. You know you can always donate at Vanguard's, $Vanguard's Academy. We want to keep our platform open so that we can keep having these conversations and everything. Thank you all. We love you all. All power to the people. Black power.
Black power.
Sandra Bland. Sandra Bland. Trayvon Martin. Michael Brown. Alton Sterling. God knows how many more you didn't kill. But I'm going to let you know right now, we done marching. We done protesting. This is war.
Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Step for my people until the last hour. I'm for the struggle, I give up my best. Standing on gas, dressed up in black, with a path on my chest.
folks think I'm tripping and say that I'm strange, cause all I be dropping is knowledge. I speak philosophy real anthropology, dropping most times to college. Picking dimensions, I taught mathematics, I moved to this life universally. Unapologetic, I never regret it, dismissed it if you start commercially. There was a night dog, I live in the truth, believe in nothing until you show proof. Good, bad, the ugly, the facts of the facts of the facts of the self and it's killing our youth. We better wake up and make a decision to change up our mental, our focus, our vision before we get something to murder and system that set us to tell. So far from my wisdom, the powers that wanna be altered, they gonna be blocked to the fact that they kill us methodically. But we all see that it's right there in front of us, so arrogant that they tell us their strategy. Soldiers are ready, my people are tired, our weapons so thick, so it's time to go get it. You wanted to battle, we finished the shit. Come up to the front line, it's time to go get it. Fist in the air, reaching for power. Black power. Step for my people until the last hour. All for the struggle, I give it my best. Battered on dead, dressed up in black, with a path on my chest. Fist in the air, reaching for power. Black power. Step for my people until the last hour. All for the struggle, I give it my best. Battered on dead, dressed up in black, with a path on my chest. The devil is closing it fast, killing off all of our future, so tell me that's why we keep giving the pass. When they doing it with no conscience, being dismissive, killing our brothers and sisters and fathers and making excuses about it. Instead of taking the head of their body and tearing their heart about it. I'm sick of oppression, I'm sick of the struggling, homie, I'm sick of the lies. Sick of these crooked ass crafts just riding, randomly taking them lies. We need to do something that's better than nothing. Standing is better than kneeling, bleeding is better than begging the devil for peace, man, I take it to giving the feeling. Time to rise, unite, homie, it's time to get it right. Cause if we don't, we won't. It's just a life I go from day to night. Get us on track, get back online and just focus upon our people. Stop worrying about the devils and stop trying to be their equal. Fist in the air, reaching for power. Black power. Step for my people until the last hour. All for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on bed, dressed up in black, with a path on my chest. Fist in the air, reaching for power. Black power. Step for my people until the last hour. All for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on bed, dressed up in black, with a path on my chest.
Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Alton Sterling.